Good afternoon. The Prime Minister and MPs are in for a pay rise. The Remuneration Authority has announced today that the Prime Minister will get a $50,000 pay rise over the next 3 years that will take his income to $520,000 a year. He says he doesn't need the $50,000. He'll donate it to charity. Normal MPs' pay is going to go from the current $163,000 a year to $180,000 a year over the same period. And Jeff Summers is the chair of the Rem Authority with us now. Hey, Jeff.
Yeah, good afternoon.
So it's 2.8% backdated, 2.9% from July this year, 2.4% next year, and then 2% in 26. How do you land on that?
Well, the first one is because the law requires us to find fair relativity with what's been paid elsewhere. So we did a very big analysis program to get to that. And then the other ones, this is relatively new, this having to project forward 3 years. It's only been in the law since 2019. And, of course, last time, because of COVID, we projected zeros. So this is the first time we've had to do it. And what we've done is we've taken the forecasts that are produced by Treasury, Reserve Bank, people like that. Then we've discounted them because, you know, forward projections aren't necessarily accurate. So we've discounted them a bit and we've applied them. That's what the law requires us to do.
Okay, listen, how badly paid are our MPs when you rank them internationally?
Well, they're behind most other Westminster democracies. We had a good look at that and the tables are in the report. They're even behind most of the state MPs in Australia, except for Tasmania. So they're not sort of overpaid by any manner of means. The higher paid politicians, prime ministers, ministers, when we had a look at all those other Westminster democracies, they're all paid a whole lot less than like senior public servants and CEOs of private businesses. And that just seems to be a trend. We couldn't find anything that sort of tells us why that is. Because, you know, the Prime Minister in New Zealand is probably the biggest job in New Zealand, probably the hardest job in New Zealand.
And how does he rank in terms of how much he's paid compared to other Prime Ministers?
Pretty similar, in the ballpark,
Right.
So, yeah.
You had to weigh up a bunch of factors when you came to this conclusion, including the burden on taxpayers. As a result of the burden on taxpayers, who are doing it really tough at the moment and have increased costs and so on to bear, did you lower how much you were going to pay the MPs because of that?
Yes, to a certain extent. It's not fair to say it's just fair to the taxpayers, though. That what the law says, we have to be fair to the people who are being paid and fair to the taxpayers. Now, if you think about that, that's a difficult one because if you lift one, you're lowering the other. It's, you know, it's functionally
antagonistic. So how much did you drop it? How much did you drop it to look after the taxpayer here?
Well, for instance, we decided to be prudent. And so the projections for 1 July this year from those agencies who make those projections was about 3.5%, so we dropped that to 2.9%.
Okay.
The projections for the following year, I can't remember exactly what they were, but we dropped it to 2.4%, and then we dropped the last one to 2%, because the further out the projections go, even the people who make them tell us you can have little confidence in them.
Jeff, so, are you surprised they're actually taking it?
Am I surprised they're taking, what do you mean?
Taking the money. They don't have to. They could legislate
they
like Jacinda.
Not.
Well, they can. They could legislate like Jacinda did in 2018.
They could take they could take a Amendment Act into Parliament to pass. And if they do that, that's fine. We're a creature of the law.
Yeah, yeah,
we
but
do
that's
what
not
the law says.
No.
And if they,
but are
if
you surprised,
change,
Jeff? Are you surprised?
The law, no, I wouldn't get involved in that because I'm a Crown-appointed statutory officer, so that's politics and I don't get involved in politics.
Sorry. A wise man, Jeff. Thank you very much, Jeff Summers, the Chair of the Remuneration Authority.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.